When the price of a single Bitcoin soared to almost $20,000 late last year, an influx of entrepreneurs and developers came to the Pacific Northwest in search of cheap hydropower. But now cities, counties, and utilities at the epicenter in central Washington state are hitting the pause button. The cryptocurrency businesses bring tech jobs, but they're also electricity hogs. Correspondent Tom Bonte reports from Wenatchee, Washington.
You'd hardly guess without inside info that cryptocurrency fortunes are made and lost here on the edge of East Wenatchee. The best giveaway that something big is going on are the massive cooling fans. That's the nonstop 24/7 clatter and hum that maybe you can hear a little in the background. The fans are cooling specialized computer chipsets just packed to the brim inside modified cargo containers in front of me or just a little ways down the road inside of huts.
There is a huge emerging technology opportunity for this region to maintain a first mover advantage in this technology space.
Malachi Salcido developed one of these Bitcoin mines, which are all about computing power rather than digging minerals. The digital miners earn cryptocurrency, virtual money, for processing and recording global network transactions 24/7. The draw of the Wenatchee Valley is its rock-bottom power rates, thanks to abundant hydropower, and the mild climate, helpful for efficient cooling. But cities and counties in north-central Washington seem unsure whether to embrace this new line of business.
Good evening, everybody.
In the past month and a half, the Wenatchee City Council, the City of East Wenatchee, and city councils in nearby Leavenworth, Eniat, and Chelan have all passed emergency zoning controls or outright moratoriums on cryptocurrency operations.
Indivisible, with liberty and justice for all.
Much of this action was spurred by the Chelan County Electric Utility, which has its own moratorium on processing new hookups for large loads. PUD Customer Service Director Andy Wendell and colleagues made the rounds of local governments.
We're not sure exactly how much of the cryptocurrency that the community would like us to serve, and so that's one of the major questions that we want, is how much do you want? And if you do want it in your community, where do you plan for it?
Wendell says the specialized data centers that process and record virtual currency transactions suck electricity big time, and there's only so much spare electric capacity left.
The cryptocurrency applications, many of them that we're getting, are taking up all of the remaining capacity in distribution circuits that were designed to bring on schools and housing and other commerce, other organic growth.
The Chelan County Board is next in line to consider emergency zoning controls on cryptocurrency operations. County Commissioner Keith Gaynor says it makes sense to take a time out before getting overwhelmed.
We hope we're on the front end. We don't want to play defense and come, you know, in a reactive mode. We'd rather be proactive.
Bitcoin miner Malachi Salcido says the local governments and utilities should be careful not to kill a goose that lays golden eggs. He founded and runs Salcido Enterprises in Wenatchee.
If the policies are too onerous, or if they take too long to develop and implement, this development opportunity will go elsewhere.
Salcido says a $100 million expansion he envisions in the Wenatchee Valley will likely be delayed. He says he'll redirect the Bitcoin data center investment to another western state instead, but wouldn't say where. I'm Tom Bonsey in Wenatchee, Washington.